to a cup of English. I'm afraid I have a sore throat today and a bad cold, but if you bear with me, I hope you will be able to understand the podcast today. Its title is Mythology Looking at Me. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I hope to bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Mythology Looking at Me. Mythology seems to be all the rage these days. There have been films released recently like Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief and Clash of the Titans that have had a lot of people talking about mythology and what it means to us today. Other books and their subsequent films, like the Harry Potter series, have also used mythological figures. Children, teenagers, and adults have therefore had mythology as a subject to be discussed, or at least commented on. Video games seem to have followed suit. Heroes battling hideous mythological beasts and the powers of good against the powers of evil are very common and advertised on television often. I don't remember it being that way 10 years ago. This interest in mythology has come about as a new kind of fashion brought on by book sales. Mind you, I love it. Myth is a fascinating world. When I was in Vienna a few weeks ago, I came face to face with some colossal reminders of a mythological figure who has been portrayed on many buildings and in many paintings. Hercules. I found myself wandering around Michaelerplatz when I was drawn to the huge statues. I didn't recognize the characters, but I photographed them anyway and planned on Googling who they were later. Hercules apparently had 12 labors, or things to do. I spotted 3 of them in the square, the most impressive of which was when he kills the Lernaean Hydra, which is like a 9-headed sea serpent that has poisonous breath. I'm sure that beast kept him busy for a while. The statues are located on a wing of the Imperial Palace, the massive Hofburg. They're in keeping with its neo-Baroque design of the 1200s. Gosh, if I had had the time, I would have explored the Hofburg. Apparently, it has 2,000 rooms, and there is a feast of classical mythology to be found inside the palace as well. Grammar notes. Expressions. All the rage. Low-cut jeans are all the rage nowadays. Everyone is wearing them. Low-cut jeans are all the rage nowadays. Everyone is wearing them. To follow suit. The groom took the bride out to dance, and everyone followed suit. The groom took the bride out to dance, and everyone followed suit. A reminder. The flowers in spring are a good reminder of new beginnings. The flowers in spring are a good reminder of new beginnings. Well, that's it for today. I hope you didn't mind my bad voice too much. Thank you for your emails and your comments on my blog. Please keep up with your English, and I hope tomorrow I'll have a new beginning with a better voice. Until then, bye-bye.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。